Thank you, Charles. Preaching at 11:30. So I need to keep you awake, but maybe more importantly, I need to stay awake. So we'll pray. God, thank you for this vigil that we hold tonight, remembering the gift of the birth of Christ Jesus. As we take a look at the meaning of Christmas and the invitation that is given therein, we pray you would keep us attentive in this time. May we have eyes to see and ears to hear, minds to understand, hearts most importantly to receive this good news. May then the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So did you get a lot of invitations this Christmas? Hopefully you did. I got a bunch of invitations this Christmas and was reflecting then on the invitations I've gotten this year, many of them. Invitations to weddings and dinners, lunches, coffee appointments, special events, hunting excursions, birthday parties. Brought a few of the invitations I received over the year. This one has not even happened yet. Bob's here. My friend Bob has invited me to his Christmas open house. That's on the 28th, so this is going back on the fridge when I get home tonight. Here's a good one. I was invited to Michaeli and Christina's wedding in October. Maybe that's because I was officiating, but hey, it was still an invitation. Really enjoyed that wedding. Here's a real special one. Most of you got this invitation. This is from my friends Tim and Amanda Daniels, and it was for the adoption of their four foster kids. And boy, that was really exciting. But as great as all of these were, there's one invitation that I'm really excited to share with you tonight. In August, I turned 50 years old, and so I got this invitation from AARP. And for a full year of membership, all I have to pay is $12. And then I can get discounts at Denny's and Sherry's and all the top restaurants as long as I'm there before 4 o'clock. You know, I love a good invitation. In fact, I like invitations better than I like presents. Maybe that's a little weird, but I'm a people person. I like to be with folks. And so when I get an invitation, I know that's to relationships. We're going to be hanging out together and enjoying each other's company. And one of the most helpful invitations or thoughtful invitations is always the one that includes my wife, Jeanette, so that we can go and be with people together. And on most invitations, you know this, but on most invitations at the bottom, the person signs their name and then puts four letters, RSVP. Do you know what those stand for? It's French for respond, s'il vous plaît. And that basically means, let me know if you're coming or not. You've received the invitation that I gave you, and we want you to simply to respond so that we can plan for you. But apparently, there are those that don't know what those initials stand for, RSVP. According to Jewish author Anita Diamant, she says the tongue-in-cheek Yiddish-English translation for RSVP is remember to send wedding presents. Now, I'm no expert, but that seems to me like a big faux pas. If we're reading the RSVP as a demand to respond, well, we've missed the point. You know, it's one thing to misinterpret a wedding invitation. In fact, I just got news a few minutes ago that makes me hopeful that I'm going to get a wedding invitation in the not too distant future. And I am not going to send wedding presents. I'm going to simply say, I'll go or I can't go. So if we get this mixed up when it comes to invitations, well, that's no big deal, I suppose. But it's altogether different to get the invitation of Christmas, a polite, humble encouragement to know and live in God through His Son, Jesus Christ. To get that invitation confused with a demand to give to God. But that's what many think about God's invitation. Many think God's invitation is an invitation or a demand to give. Some would erroneously think that God needs or wants our money or our works or our intellect or our talents or our stellar personality and dashing good looks. But God doesn't need any of those things from us. God is not demanding wedding presents. The Christmas story, as we remember it, the gift of God in the manger through Jesus Christ, is truly an invitation to humanity. In the incarnation, that is God taking on flesh, Jesus steps into the manger as Emmanuel, God with us. A humble start. And the first invitation to the baby in the manger was received by the shepherds. Charles read it for us. It was our last reading from Luke 2. The angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds in the field, and the angel says to them, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now, most likely for the shepherds, this was not quite computing for them. To have Messiah and baby mentioned in the same sentence would not add up, for they were expecting a Messiah that would come and release Israel from the captivity of Rome. But nonetheless, what do the shepherds do? They hear the invitation and they go to Bethlehem and find Jesus. And then after responding to the invitation, they take the invitation to the world, many others, to tell of what God has done. Years later, this Messiah would make many invitations himself. Some of the invitations, as recorded in the Gospels, from Jesus to others, "Come, follow me. Come to me," Jesus would invite. "Come down from that tree. Come to the other side of the lake. Come to me," Jesus would say, "and drink. Come and have breakfast," would be one of his last invitations to the disciples. And his most famous and most often invitation was, "Come and enter into the kingdom of heaven." But of all of the invitations of Jesus, my favorite invitation is recorded in Matthew chapter 11. And in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Of all of Jesus' invitations, I find this invitation the most Christmassy. And I think I find it the most Christmassy because this invitation is an invitation to be present with the God who is with us. And what a timely invitation, don't you think? I don't know about you, but this invitation to rest really makes sense to me right now. And this yoke, this easy yoke of the Christ child, is awfully inviting. If you're like most people, along with joy and celebration, you're probably also feeling one or more of these things this season. Maybe you're hurried and harried. I mean, it's Christmas after all. How many of you are going to go home and wrap presents still tonight? Pastor Corey was in Fred Meyer today, of all places. Now, he's going to tell you that he went there to get a gallon of milk, but who does that? Yeah, he does that. But maybe your schedule is so packed that you don't know how you'll keep up your frantic pace. You sleep little. You're overwhelmed. You're overextended and so full of stress. Just one more thing is going to send you over the edge, and you could use some Jesus rest. Maybe you're feeling not enough. You think, compared to other people, you just don't stack up. They have perfect families, perfect kids, perfect jobs, perfect photos on Facebook, and perfect lives, and you're nowhere close. Everybody else, except for you, has it together, and you could use some Jesus rest. Maybe you don't feel those things at all. Maybe you're feeling discontent or downright depressed. Maybe nothing satisfies you anymore. Your joy has been robbed and you simply feel numb. And you could use some Jesus rest. Maybe you're feeling hurt tonight. You're mourning loss. Someone close to you has died. You've lost your job or your home, or your family is far from you. Or you've lost your independence. Those things you used to do, you do no more. Maybe you're hurting because you're fighting illness or addiction. Maybe you're hurting because your life and your relationships are broken, and you could use some Jesus rest. Or maybe you're bitter. Maybe life has given you just too much pain and sorrow. Perhaps you're the consummate victim, and you just can't forgive that wrong, that hurt, that person, and you could use some Jesus rest. Maybe you're like most of society around us. You're fearful and anxious. You worry about everything. Your mind always takes you to the scariest places. You can't pay your bills, you hate your job, your kids are making poor choices, and you could use some Jesus rest. Or maybe you're lonely tonight. Not alone, but lonely. You realize, well, there's no one who really knows you, the real you. You think nobody would miss you if you were gone. Your family and your friends are miles away, if they're around at all, and you could use some Jesus rest. Chances are you feel at least one of these. Some of you may be feeling most of them. Well, there's good news this Christmas. The invitation from the manger is for you. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And don't forget to see the signature of God and those four little letters at the bottom of the invitation from its author, RSVP. And then think long and hard and prayerfully how you will respond. Amen.